Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip. On he's done it again, forgotten the date. It is Monday the 10th of June. Okay, few bits to go over. Let's get the bets out first. Again, there's no football today, but I have got a couple of horses and horse trades. Or one horse trade. Let's do that first. I've got one horse trade, and that is in the 3:15 at Stratford. And that is Buster Edwards in the 3:15 at Stratford. It's currently 10, so probably going to go off somewhere around that mark. 25% trade on Buster Edwards in the 3:15 at Stratford. I then have some pod place horses. I did update the results over the weekend, about 10 points behind. Give these another month and hopefully they pick up. Windsor 7:15, Harry Hurricane. Pontefract 8:05, Highly Sprung. And Pontefract 9:05, Sheep's Car Lad. That is it bet wise. There's no football games on any of my coupons at all today. I have had the FDD master sheets published. So, if you remember a Football Data Direct, the master sheets are now online as of close of play last night. So, they've got all the main European leagues on now to the end of the season with Segunda finishing. So, they are there to download, and I'm told they will be there for another 14 days. So, if you don't download them now, then the next lot won't be until the new season starts and the guys clear them down. So, in effect, the 2018-19 season will in effect be lost come the start of August because they will start new master sheets just because of the size of the files and having to maintain whatever it is, 30 odd of them. So, if you want those master sheets, do get on and claim those. If you remember ASAP, the ultimate area will be cleared down. I've added now a new section to the FTS members area. So if you just go to FTS members area, I've added some templates of result sheets that I use. So they cover areas like the first half goal trades that I do, the 3.5 trades that I do, the 2.5s. Lay the draw, correct score half time, but if you're entering in 60 minutes, you can put the price in as it was then, it will work exactly the same. And there's an overall sort of my daily overall return sheet, which I just fill in how much I've won or lost each day. Some of them they've all got conditional formatting where necessary. So if you enter a negative figure, it will go red on that sheet. If you enter a positive, it goes green. They're just the sheets I use. I don't claim to be any sort of Excel expert. And if anybody has versions of result sheets that they're happy to share with people, then do email me them in and I will add it to that section. When I build the new members areas for 2019-20, I will add a resource area as opposed to just this results area where I'll put numerous resources for people, and that's where I'll sort of post videos and things. So you'll have a results templates area, video area, any sort of PDFs with advice, things like that. I'll build a complete resource area over the summer that we'll put there. I'll clear down all the comments page from Ultimate members who you had your sharing ideas page. I will go through that. I'll take all the best info off that and put that in the resource area and create a new ideas page for next year, just so that we've got everything in one place. So if anybody's got anything they feel they'd like to see in that or contribute to that, then do, please email in. I keep saying these are the tools I use, but this is for you. So if you're happy to help others, which is great, if you want to help others, then do. Feel free to email me. Don't feel you're treading on my toes if you send anything in. I get some of my best sort of ideas off guys, and I have people who check data, in their own time and let me know of any errors. So don't ever feel that, oh, I'm going to upset him if I email in. Do feel free to email me in. Just as a general, I was going to do a survey, but I look back, we did one in 2015 and it was all a bit of a shambles. So as a sort of move forward, as comments on this podcast, if you go to the FTS website, go to the Learning Zone podcast and select this one, so podcast 10th of June, and leave any comments on anything you'd like to see in FTS. For example, I've had an email this morning from somebody saying, could I go back to written blogs as opposed to podcasts? As I say, I do the podcast for me. I did the written blogs for me. It's just easier with a podcast because it's less time. I can talk, get off my chest without having to type it all out. Anything you'd like to see. I don't rule anything out because I want to do it for you. Anything you'd like to see, then please do put it down. And if we all put it in one place in that comments section, other people can see it. It might spur other ideas and we can see things. You'll see I've been quieter on Twitter. And I'm going to be easing myself off Twitter a bit. Since I posted them screenshots when I was in Spain, I've had a bit of aggro. I've had a bit of aggro via email. I think there's some absolute fucking bellends on Twitter. I don't post screenshots for any other reason than to try and motivate people. I don't get any idea why anybody would post a fake screenshot. I mean, I don't even know what that is about. It's sort of small cock syndrome or something. Why would you do that? I've never done that in my life. I've got no interest in it. And I just find that when you get into that world, particularly in gambling, there's a bunch of fucking imbeciles on there. There's a load of people who think they're better than they are, or better than other people. They call people out. They talk bollocks. And I think Gadget Trader, who somebody sort of said the other day, what you know about it. It is just a fucking piss hole, isn't it? It is an absolute, and it just drives me mad. It's not so much on there. I have some good laughs on there, but it's what comes from it. When you're getting emails about fucking fake screenshots, I can't be doing with it. Go and fuck yourselves. I've got better things to do with my time. Somebody else made a comment about the portal. I just can't be doing with it. Fucking idiots. Got someone to say, you know, pick up a phone and speak to me or contact me properly. So, yeah, I'm sure when the football season starts and Spurs, I'll eat myself. But I am easing myself off it just because it's fucking nonsense, most of it. So, if you want to contact me, do, by all means, email me. I've got no problem with people emailing me. I get three types of email. I get one, generally people can't access something, haven't got files, this, that and the other. Two, people asking for something for free. As an example, yesterday, can you give me your algorithms how to find games? No, I can try and point you in the right direction, but I'm not just going to give you my stuff that I do at home for nothing when I've put so much time into it. And three is majority is abuse and shit that you get if something loses or, you know, whatever. Oh, you put this trade on the podcast, it was a load of rubbish. You know, the golf last night, I laid Rory McIlroy. 8 emails this morning. Why did I lay Rory McIlroy? I laid him because of the price. I had no opinion on whether he was going to win or not. I was half watching the golf. I wasn't really paying attention. It was the price. The situation at the time, he was not, for me, a 1.4 shot. And if I keep making bets like that, over 1,000 bets, I'm going to make money. Yeah, of course he did. It's easy to say when he goes and shoots 64 or 60 or whatever it was he shot. Oh, that was a stupid bet. Don't know why you did that. That's fucking easy to do. Of course it is. We can all do that. The market was saying he was more likely to win because he was 1.4. It was, for me, a low-risk value bet to take on. And over the time of doing that in golf, over the 8-9 years that I've bet on golf, I've done okay out of it. So, you know, when I put them on there, all you do is put me off putting them on there, because when I put them on there, I'm just saying that's what I'm doing. You don't have to do it. No, I'm not coming around anybody's house putting a gun to their head saying, lay Rory McIlroy. Drives me fucking bananas, all of it. As you can probably tell today, I'm a bit hacked off with it all. I've got other things going on in my life, and dealing with fucking idiots is very fucking low on my priorities, I have to say. And people on Twitter who think they've got all that and give it all the fucking big verbals and sarcastic and send emails of bollocks, I got no time for it. No fucking time whatsoever. I will do what I do and get on with what I do, and we're going to have a great season ahead come 2019-20. I think the setup is getting better all the time. The info's getting more accurate all the time, so I'm looking forward to it. And with those who came to the seminars and things, that will be where my time is. Right, that's it. Little rant. That's enough of that. Yeah, so getting back, if there's anything you'd like to see, anything, any questions that are common sense questions about the FTS setup. You know, now, for example, the racing and the football's split up from those who did packages last year. Would you rather see racing and football packages? Would people like more racing on the website? You know, I haven't really done anything with it. I'm getting to look at it now. Do people want me to expand the area? What do you want to see on the football? Obviously, I'm adding some new columns to the databases and things, but what is it that will make your experience of using it better? What will help you understand it? What will make it better? Obviously, we've got now result sheets, but what, I've got videos to go up. Obviously, there were videos on Ultimate last year. Did they help you? Anything that you feel is worthwhile for you and maybe benefiting other people, then put it in a comment under this post. So underneath the, as I say, go to the Learning Zone podcast under this, and I will try and accommodate it. As it happens at the minute, I have got exactly 1,111 unread emails on FTS and 459 on FTS Gmail. So that is, there are 1,570 emails that I need to try and trawl through. I just do not have time to do it day in, day out. But if you put it on comments, I can have a browse through and I can start to get that sorted out. So any of that that you guys want to see, do give me a shout and I will try and accommodate as much as possible in what I'm doing now, in effect, to get ready for next season. And it's to get you guys ready for next season. My stuff's pretty much set, just tweaking any systems, and but you know, I bet in a fairly straightforward manner and don't change much. Goals, markets, free bets, lay the draw. So I pretty much know what I'm going to do, but it's now about getting it ready for you guys. So anybody who's a member of Ultimate, going to be joining this year, let me know, you know, so that over the next couple of weeks I can get that sorted for you. Leave a comment on the website, it's easier and other people can read them then. Obviously, if you're just going to be abusive and effing blind, then it won't go up. But if you've got constructive things to say, it can go up. It may stir other people for some ideas. And obviously, you know, there'll be people, I'm meeting some of you Thursday. If you've got anything that you'd rather say to me in private, do so then. Let's try and get it out of the cesspit of Twitter and onto some proper constructive conversation that people can benefit from. Okay, I think that is it. I've done the bets. I think obviously we've got the international still, so the football is going to be a bit quiet. The summer leagues will resume, and we'll be able to get those going, but it is all a little bit quiet at the moment. So just do post that stuff and I will get on to it. Obviously the results section is there, so you go to FTS Income, members area, it should be free access for everybody. If it's an issue, do drop me an email and I'll sort it out. The one horse trade I've done, the place sources I've done. Okay, crack on and have a lovely Monday, and I'll be back in the morning.